WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just drifting through the day, reacting instead of truly living? You know that feeling when your emotions seem to take over and your actions are more impulsive than intentional? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a way out of that autopilot mode, and it involves something as simple as picking up a pen and paper. Today, we're diving into the power of self-awareness through journaling. Think of it as hitting the mental gym with your thoughts and feelings, a daily workout for your mind. It's about understanding yourself better, recognizing patterns, and ultimately taking control of your life. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, journaling? That sounds so cliche, hear me out. This isn't some dusty old practice reserved for self-proclaimed deep thinkers. This is about getting real with yourself, the good, the bad, and everything in between. It's like having a candid conversation with your inner voice, no judgment allowed. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of journaling. 1. Unmasking your emotions. You know how sometimes you feel a certain way but can't quite put your finger on why? Journaling helps you untangle that emotional mess. Writing down your thoughts and feelings, even the messy ones, brings clarity. It's like shining a light on those hidden corners of your mind. Suddenly, that anger or sadness doesn't seem so overwhelming when you can see it in black and white. 2. Pattern recognition. Think of journaling as detective work for your own behavior. Have you noticed yourself getting irritated at work during certain times? Or maybe you find yourself reaching for comfort food when you're stressed? By writing about these recurring situations, you start to identify patterns in your thinking and actions. This awareness is the first step to breaking free from those negative cycles. 3. Boosting your self-compassion. Let's be honest, we can be pretty hard on ourselves. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and sometimes even sabotage our own happiness. Journaling allows you to practice self-compassion by acknowledging your imperfections without judgment. Instead of beating yourself up over a setback, write about it with kindness and understanding. Treat yourself like that best friend who always offers support, because that's what you deserve. 4. Fueling your goals. Remember those dreams you have, the things you want to achieve? Journaling can help you turn those aspirations into reality. Write down your goals, break them into smaller steps, and track your progress. It's a powerful tool for staying motivated and accountable, like having a personal cheerleader in your pocket. 5. Cultivating gratitude. Life is full of ups and downs, but sometimes we forget to appreciate the good stuff. Journaling can help you shift your focus to the positive by listing things you're grateful for each day, no matter how small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a kind gesture from a stranger, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. This simple practice can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're having a tough day at work. You feel overwhelmed by deadlines, stressed about a presentation, and maybe even a little bit resentful towards a colleague. Instead of letting those negative emotions fester, take a few minutes to journal about it. Write down what's making you feel this way, don't hold back. Then, try to identify any patterns or triggers. Are you always stressed when facing public speaking? Do certain tasks trigger feelings of resentment? By acknowledging and understanding these feelings, you can start to develop coping mechanisms and strategies for managing them better. You might even discover a hidden strength you didn't know you had. So there you have it, the power of self-awareness through journaling. It's about getting real with yourself, understanding your emotions, and taking control of your mental well-being. Remember, this isn't just some fleeting trend, it's a lifelong journey of growth and self-discovery. And who knows, you might even surprise yourself with what you learn along the way. Don't forget to share your thoughts. Let me know what resonates with you about journaling or if you have any questions. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep that mental gym going strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.